worked with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message. Glory to God. Open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 24. I'm going to speak to you today about erroneous reasons people get married. And then I'm going to give you some guidelines for choosing a good marriage partner. Praise God. Proverbs 24, verse 3 says, "Through wisdom is a house builded. By understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yes, a man of knowledge increased strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety." Praise God. So we see that the building blocks of the universe are wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. If you're going to build anything, you got to have those three components. You got to have the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, and you got to have understanding. And so when we talk about erroneous reasons people use to get married, we're primarily talking to people that are not married who have a desire to be married. So that would include people that are single, that have never been married, people that have been divorced, desire to marry again, or those who have been widowed, have lost a loved one, but still have that desire. Maybe don't even have that desire yet, but this is good equipment to know that if that desire would ever come back in your heart, then you know what to look for. With the divorce rate over 50%, too many apparently make bad choices when it comes to selecting a person to live the rest of their lives with. Of the 50% who remain married, many of those people are unhappy. And so the Word of God gives us the key to everything in life. If you want to build a good life, have a good marriage, have a great home, a great family, then you have to use the Word of God as a building block. Amen. Everything starts with the Word. When considering marriage, it's important to examine your motives and the motives of your potential husband or wife, and to look at the reason why they want to be married. Most people get married because they have a genuine love for one another and they desire to spend the rest of their lives together, but it takes more than love to hold a marriage together. How many of the married folks would agree to that? You got to have more than love. Well, you say, "Well, Pastor, I thought love is the key to everything." Well, it is. Love is the glue that holds everything else together. You got to have some other components. It takes wisdom. So you can have love and no wisdom and mess things up. You have to have some practical wisdom and knowledge of how to live together and how to build a life together. It takes a lifelong commitment to work through challenges, disappointments, selfishness, hurts, abuse, misguided expectations, physical, emotional, even financial problems. So all of these things will hit a marriage. And so if all you got is love, you need a commitment to work through these things. And love is what gives you that commitment to do that. It takes a lot of things to make a marriage work. But getting married is a life-changing event. It's a life-changing decision that shouldn't be done haphazardly or recklessly. It's very easy to get in a marriage and very difficult to get out of one. Especially difficult to get out of a marriage without suffering some pain or loss in some way. With that said, you know, I want to share the word with you today, or at least give some practical wisdom, and I want to do it with as much compassion as I can, understanding that everybody's in a different place and everybody has different needs, especially if you have a desire to be married again. Whenever love is a primary reason for marriage, then you have a great chance of being successful. When you think about it, 50% of the people fail at marriage. That's a high failure rate. You know, we wouldn't drive a car that had a 50% failure rate, you know, right? You wouldn't use a tool that broke down half the time. And we want to see your marriage stay strong. And then if you're not married right now, then we want to give you the tools and the equipment that you need to make wise decisions. Marriage mistakes are inevitable. People make mistakes. Whatever the reason for entering into the marriage covenant, I want you to understand that the commitment is still a binding commitment for which God holds both parties accountable. You might go down through this list and say, I got married for all the wrong reasons. Tough. You got to be committed to that marriage. I don't want to have nobody come to my office and say, Pastor, I married the wrong person. I married for all the wrong reasons. I need to get out of it as soon as possible. I'm just going to tell you, tough. All right, let me give you these 10 reasons right here. First reasons that people use to get married is that they want to please their parents. They want to please their parents or to escape parental control. So when you enter into a relationship with somebody, you have to make sure that they're not just trying to marry you just to please somebody in their life. You should not get married just to please your parents, and you shouldn't marry a person just because they're a good person and your family likes them. That's the wrong reason. So if you're gonna marry somebody, you wanna make sure that they're not just wanting to get married to you because they want to get out of their mama's or their daddy's house. And they don't really love you. They're just looking for an escape. You know, you can be a grown person and your parents still controlling your life. You don't have to be just a teenager. You know, teenagers think parents want to control their life, but, you know, you have a lot of adults that are still under mom and daddy's thumb. And sometimes they'll see somebody and say, boy, I'll tell you what, I need to get married so I can get out under that. And that's the wrong reason to get married. Sometimes people will marry somebody because they are unhappy and they have personal problems, and they say, I'd be better off married to somebody else, so I'd have somebody else share all my unhappiness with. Well, that's not a good reason to be married. That's the wrong reason. Number two, people will use this excuse to get married, or this reason, because they're lonely. You shouldn't marry someone because you're lonely and just don't want to be by yourself. Sometimes people will make a mistake. I just need companionship. And so sometimes when people enter into a relationship like that and they'll say, I just need to get married because I just don't want to live by myself anymore. I'm going to tell you, that's not a good enough reason for you to marry somebody because you're lonely. There's other ways that you can deal with loneliness. And we may deal with some of these things later on. Number three, to have children in an acceptable way. Some people say, I need to get married because I just want to have some children, but I want to do it the right way. So they'll find somebody that look good. Okay. They'll find somebody that look good and say, we'll make some pretty children. And really, this is really a dangerous area right now, because this would be even a stronger reason 30 years ago. Let's say 50 years ago. Most people wanted to be married if they're going to have children. And 50 years ago, even if there was no love involved, if a man got a woman pregnant, there were a lot of shotgun weddings. Boy, you did that to my daughter, you're going to marry her. That they ain't no love at all, just lust. But nowadays, people won't even consider being married. They just want somebody to make a baby with. You just don't want to do that. So really, this is in the society that we live in today. Sometimes people just say, I want a baby. I was talking to somebody the other day, and somebody was approached. A woman was approached, I believe it was, and the guy just asked her, do you need somebody to help you have a baby? He was willing to contribute. Some people say, you want a baby? I'll help you. Ain't no love, ain't no commitment, ain't nothing there. I'm going to tell you, you don't want to do that. Okay? To just to have children is in an acceptable way that's pleasing to God, just to keep from being in sin, is not a good reason for you to get married. Number four, to provide a father or mother for existing children. Sometimes people will fall and say, I want to get married because I need a husband, I need a wife for my children. That's not a good reason to marry somebody. None of these reasons by themselves are strong enough reasons for you to get married. And then sometimes a person may fall in love with somebody else's children and say, well, I want to marry them because them children need a father. All right, they might not even be in love with you, but they have compassion for the children. Well, you know, when you start off that way, the foundation just got cracks in it before you start. And if you got any kind of problems, then it just makes things just go south real quick. Number five, to get back at an old mate or ex-husband or wife. Listen to me. There are people out there that want to hurt somebody, want to get back at somebody, and if you come along and you're the right person, you know, sometimes they may not love you. They're trying to make somebody else jealous. Sometimes they'll try to make an ex jealous, go ahead and get married, and, you know, those marriages, most time, they're not going to last because that person don't love you in the first place. And the first time you have trouble, they're bailing on you and running back into the arms of that person that they was trying to hurt. So I'm telling you, don't marry to get revenge or to make a former friend jealous. Don't marry someone just to keep someone else from marrying them. Sometimes a person would think they got a prize. Well, I'm going to marry them to keep anybody else. Ain't nobody else going to get that. That's mine. They don't love them at all. They're just trying to keep so-and-so from marrying them. Years ago, we had a guy, he was a good bachelor, you know. They had three or four women in the church after him. He could pick, because they was competing for him. You don't want to be in a competition. You're better than that. Listen, if you got to compete for somebody's affection, I'm going to tell you, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. LTG, let them go. Just put LTG. Run! Let them go and then run! Don't be competing. If the person that you have fallen in love with, and I told you about how not to fall last week, there's some things you're supposed to do before you fall. There need to be a checkout. Check them out before you fall. Don't just fall easy.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the highest.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio
at 88.1.
Call up somebody.